Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for health guru Beverly Nadler, her phenomenal daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. We want this to be the best year for all our friends, all our family, and all our loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, welcome to the show today. Wondering how many of you know that this is National Heart Month. So today's show is how to prevent or heal from a heart attack or stroke naturally. So as I said, it is Heart Health Month. We should treat it all year round, all year long, and focus on the information on how to take care of your heart. Much of that information, so much, is available everywhere, yet heart disease is still the number one killer of both men and women.
I invite you, I urge you, I encourage you to pay attention to health guru Beverly Nadler as she reveals vital information, much of which will probably surprise you, on how to keep your heart, the hardest working organ in your body, healthy. So without further ado, we bring to you a friend, my friend, your friend. My heart goes out to her in love, in gratitude for all that she represents to me, for all that she means to me in my personal and professional life. Health guru, Beverly Nadler.
Oh, thank you, Joyce, for that wonderful introduction. And I am grateful to be able to share the information. Such an important subject today. Of course, all our subjects are important, but as you said, this is the hardest working organ in our body, our heart. And there is an enormous amount of information out there and ways to take care of ourselves. So you would think that more people would be enjoying their, especially their, what we call golden years, but that's not the case. An interesting fact is that it only takes 90 days, that's 3 months, in order for you to have a completely new heart. In other words, all the cells of your heart are replaced. Literally, you have a new heart. So people who have a heart problem may wonder, well, why do I still have this condition? And the reason is simple. New cells are made from a blueprint. And that blueprint is the old cell. So if it's a sick cell, the new cell will simply be a reproduction or duplicate of the old sick cell. The only way to change this is to do what it's necessary to create healthy new cells.
That alone is very interesting information. 90 days for a new heart. Wow. Who wouldn't want to invest 90 days to do whatever it takes, and I mean whatever it takes, to have a healthy heart?
And then you would continue to do those healthy things so that the heart continues to reproduce itself, all the cells, healthily. This is not only true for your heart. It's true for every organ in your body. So keep that in mind, because they all, every part, duplicates and reproduces itself so that you literally have new organs and systems, sometimes in as little as hours, in days, and of course in weeks, and then in months. But it's an amazing thing that we don't keep in mind. But if you keep this in mind, then it makes sense, really, truly makes sense, to make changes in your lifestyle. It also explains that because everything is connected, when we're doing healthy things, let's say for our heart, it's going to affect other parts of our body. And so people will find that, well, I'm taking care of my heart condition or diabetes or arthritis, and somehow these other problems clear up, like headaches and allergies and chronic fatigue and skin problems, memory problems. All of these also clear up, strangely enough. But it's not strange, because once you begin doing healthy things nutritionally and other things that you need to do to take care of yourself, then you will find that everything gets better health-wise.
I so agree with you on the importance of every component. They all make a difference. And as Voltaire would say, I choose to be healthy. It is good for, I choose to be happy. It is good for my health. So even those mental and emotional components make a huge difference as well.
Yes, and we will be talking about that in another show. There are basically four major components that we're looking at when it comes to taking care of the heart. And again, I'm going to say it affects more than your heart. First, we're talking about body chemistry, which has to do with nutrition. Second, the role of your nervous system, because this is the master system in your body that controls all other systems and organs, including your heart and your cardiovascular system. 3, movement. Our body is meant to move. The sedentary life is very unhealthy, especially for your heart and, by the way, also for your brain. And this is not just about exercise. You say, oh, exercise. Yes, that's part of it, but there's other parts to it. And the 4th component is what you were talking about, Joyce. That is the mental and emotional aspect. All of them are vital to your health and especially to the health of your heart. And so today and next Thursday, which is February 15th, we'll be discussing the first 3 components: nutrition, the nervous system, and movement. And on February 22nd, we will end our series on the heart by covering these very important mental and emotional components. That show title, by the way, is Love Can Heal Your Heart. And so, of course, we'll be talking about love. This happens to be the month of Valentine's Day, so I guess it's love month also. But it's not just that one wonderful, important emotion. We'll be talking about your mind, your thoughts, your emotions. Everything that we bring to you in these next 3 shows, starting today and then ending on the 22nd, has a great deal of research behind it. So be sure to mark your calendar for the next 2 Thursdays, because you will definitely want to join us.
It's very, very powerful, those shows. But I must say, Beverly, every show, as our health guru, is a winner. Every single one. These particular ones actually can save your life, folks.
Thank you, Joyce. Well, let's begin with nutrition. And I must admit that it's very confusing to people, unless you've made this your life's work, which is part of what I've done. I mean, it's part of my life's work. You know, you read about, you need this diet. It's the vegetarian diet. No, it's the paleo diet. Oh, you got to go gluten-free. You have to do low fat. No, you need high fat, but it has to be healthy fat. You should cut out grains. No. Have whole grains. How about coffee? No, drink it. No, yes, drink it. Now we discovered they're healthy. Oh, eggs, we shouldn't eat them. Oh, no. Well, we discovered that they're good for you. Well, what is a person supposed to do? I want to make this simple for you folks. Confusing, right, Joyce?
Well, everything in health is confusing because there are so many contrary opinions. The more research, the more points of view you'll find.
You are so right about that. So let's talk about some things in which I would say just about every health authority, regardless of their background, pretty much agrees with. That's what we're going to talk about first. And we're going to be talking about the foods you should eat, and probably even more important, what you need to not eat. And what you need to not eat is what is known as the standard American diet, known as SAD, S-A-D, because actually it is SAD. I'm talking about processed foods. This is not the way we used to eat years ago. People didn't have to have as much information. They didn't have to know that much. They ate natural foods loaded with nutrients, but that's not the case today. We're eating processed foods loaded with sugar, unhealthy fat, excess salt, preservatives, pesticides, chemicals that even add to the addictive quality of sugar. Because sugar is very, very addictive. And GMOs, that's the latest thing. These GMOs are considered, our government says they're safe, but we know they're not. We absolutely know that. For one thing, they are grown on something called Roundup, which is the most toxic pesticide known to man. at least at this point. So we don't want GMOs in our food. And unfortunately, a lot of things that is snuck into our foods. So we are forced, yes, to become educated and to read labels. These artificial foods, they often even have synthetic vitamins. So we think, oh, this is good. But unfortunately, synthetic vitamins do not nourish us. They actually act as a drug, not as nutrition. So a lot of the foods that we're eating are literally toxic, and they should not be eaten. It's just unfortunate, but it's so. And, yes, you're going to need to educate yourself, but I'm going to give you as much information as we can do in this show and also share with you, of course, some of the research from the various different research papers that I actually have still in front of me right now. I want to tell you first about refined sugar, which is literally destroys your B vitamins. And we need B vitamins in order to live and for our nerves and for mental health and certainly the heart. A recent study on the effects of refined processed sugar reveals that it actually warps your heart function. Now, I actually had to look that up. I said, what do they mean by that? And I found that warps means it's out of its normal way. It's a pathway that is not normal, not the way it is supposed to be. And it harms the capacity of your entire cardiovascular system. We're talking about sugar, folks. A review of additional studies performed in a university in New Zealand has uncovered a range of data that shows how processed sugar increases your blood pressure, leads to harmful cholesterol imbalance, helps trigger, and makes you more vulnerable to cancer. I know we're not talking about cancer today, but quite sure that is something that people would like to prevent. It helps to trigger inflammation in every cell in your body, and inflammation is known as a trigger for dozens of chronic diseases and conditions, including heart conditions.
You know, listening to these shows, one, it just drives home the message of how many things we do wrong that we're not conscious of, the average person. We're not talking about the fitness gurus. We're talking about the average person that has no idea of the many, many things we do that are so detrimental to our health.
And you know, Joyce, it's not people's fault, really and truly, if they don't make this an important part of their life. And, you know, years ago it wasn't. I mean, we could just go on with our life because food did not contain all of these things. There wasn't a lot of processed food. It just didn't exist. The big companies didn't even exist. And so people go on with their life. And then when they read it, maybe hidden, this is not the media, just until very, very recently, did not reveal these facts about sugar. In fact, we've done some programs on sugar. In the last program I did, I talked about the fact that it was promoted as a health food by, believe it or not, a professor. His name was Frederick Stare from Harvard University. So it is extremely difficult, and that's one of the reasons we do these shows, is so that people can get information and get it in a form that they can understand. Now, I'm going to continue with these artificial foods. They cannot create healthy cells. So what are you supposed to eat? Okay, let's talk about what are we supposed to eat. Well, first of all, organic produce. And why organic? Because organic is grown without pesticides. And in some of our foods, by the way, there is as much as several dozen pesticides in just one. And strawberries is one of them. Strawberries. Apples that are not organic contain tremendous amount of pesticides. So does grapes, peaches, spinach, cucumbers, cherry tomatoes, collard greens, these are important, particularly to make sure they're organic. And we need food that is not grown with all of this, and we need no GMOs. It's really important now, and more doctors are actually talking about that. Dr. Oz now has shows on television where he talks specifically and has guests on, doctors that are talking about the dangers of these. So these are the things we want, organic as much as possible. And sometimes you can't get organic, but if you get from local farms, local farmers are growing food for their own families. So they're not putting a ton of pesticides. And some of these local farmers cannot afford to get the organic testing done and the symbols and everything. But it's certainly a lot better than getting food from the big major manufacturers that are not organically grown. And if something is organically grown, there is a label on it, so you would know. So what else? Well, healthy meat now, because of the fact that antibiotics and hormones are injected into our meat, which years ago, of course, didn't happen, we want to look for pasture-raised, meaning grass-fed livestock, and free-range chickens. And our eggs should come from free-range chickens also. Our fish should be wild fish, not farm-raised, because farm-raised fish also contains the antibiotics, except, now, I'm not, you can ask at your, if you have a Whole Foods near you. According to Whole Foods, they state that what they do when they call it farm-raised is they're actually taking a part of the ocean that they, I don't know, fence off, to use the their word, that are specifically their fish, and they do not inject them with any hormones or antibiotics. So you can check with your Whole Food. I tend to believe them. By the way, Amazon just bought Whole Foods. So I think Jeff Bezos, who, or whatever his name is, who is the wealthiest man in the entire world, by the way, is not going to take a chance on, quotes, screwing us with our food. That's my opinion. Hopefully I'm right.
Wow, that's all I can say. I'm taking it all in. I'm writing notes. But it's so hard to keep up. Like I say, when you have a lifestyle where you don't even think about what you eat, you just eat the usual foods you grew up with, it's a whole life change. I just want to share a couple of things that were impactful to me, a couple of quotes. Benjamin Franklin said, "Let food be thy medicine. The best doctor gives the least medicine." And the Edison, the doctor of the future will no longer treat the human frame with drugs, but rather will cure and prevent disease with nutrition. And this one really hits it home, by my favorite writer, Anonymous. True healthcare reform starts in your kitchen, not in Washington.
That's wonderful, Joyce. I'm so glad that you shared that. And it was Hippocrates who originally had the quote, and he was considered the father of medicine, you know, ancient person. And he originally said, "Let food be thy medicine." And Ben Franklin, I guess, took that from him. I didn't know that Ben Franklin also used that quote, which is absolutely wonderful. So thank you
yes,
so much.
Oh, yes, I have both. Hippocrates said, "Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food." I didn't find that as powerful because I have a thing about eliminating medicines, not taking medicine. So Hippocrates said, "Let medicine be thy food." So I switched it over to, "The best doctor gives the least medicine."
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, what he's talking about, as you clearly know, is that it's not medicine in the form of drugs. It is healing potential that we have from that. And years ago, they gave very few drugs, really. No, they didn't even, you know, think of it in the way now we have, God, I don't know how many, it could be millions of different drugs. So what do we actually eat? Well, I gave you some of the things, but there's more that I want to talk about. But I'll go back to plenty of fruits and vegetables of every color. The different colors represent that they have actually different nutrition in them. Fruit sugar, by the way, is not refined sugar. However, when you have added fructose to anything, you are getting refined sugar. So then that'll be on a label. So we're talking about the sugar in fruit, and now doctors are telling people to limit, some doctors, their fruit. And the reason for that is not because fruit is unhealthy, but because they're aware of the fact that we are getting so much sugar from processed and preserved foods that they're saying, okay, you know, we'll cut out, but people don't even care whether they eat. Well, the truth is, fruit is extremely healthy for you, but I can't say the same thing for fruit juice. Fruit juice is highly concentrated, and therefore you would want to have you want to always dilute it with water, pure water, please. Not just water from most taps are contaminated. We're not doing a show on water today, but just keep in mind you want pure water. And also, if you're using any fruit juice, make sure it's juice. Many times it's a juice drink, and maybe 20% of it is juice. The rest is what? Sugar and water. So, again, you're going to have to read the labels.
What about concentrate?
Concentrate, if it's pure concentrate, that's good, because that means you've got more. You only take a small amount of it and mix it with water automatically. That's how you use a concentrate.
Okay. Speaking of concentrate, I really want people to concentrate, and that is listening to your shows every day, because every day, our shows every day and your show each and every Thursday, here's to your health Thursday, and here in the wise, wise words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, is why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and Friends.com. And in the upper left of the homepage where you see my picture, right under that, simply by clicking on the word follow, you'll know about all our shows. You can know about the guests, the topic, each show, when we're doing it, and then you can make a point to listen, because when you cannot join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, know that every show is in our archives, each and every one, that you can download, play, listen to 24/7 at your convenience. 8 years of Joyce, Barry, and Friends, all our shows are in our archives. Another thing I want you to invite you to check out is the website, JoyceBarry.com, my official website, and BeverlyNadler.com. Beverly, tell them why what they can expect to find in your website.
Well, for one thing, on my regular website, which is BeverlyNadler.com, it's my main website, you will find a whole section on nutrition. And this is one of the things that I advise you to do, not just from my website, but get yourself educated, folks. You're going to need to do that in today's world if you want to reduce your risk of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and just about anything else. You're going to educate yourself. And I make it simple, clear, because what I say is very understandable, and it's all based on research. So that's one of the things. Go to the nutrition thing there. There's also many other things that you can look at, my coaching, my poetry, the things that I talk about that have to do with the mind and things we talk about on many of our other shows. Also, my book, Vibrational Harmony, is there. You can click on that. I want to also invite you to another website, which is not listed there, and that website is vibrationalharmony.biz, and it's all about the business of health. There are two ebooks on it. One is on stress, which of course is very important. The one that I'm talking about, referring to you now, is Laws of the Body, huge section on nutrition, and that is what we're talking about right now. So I invite you to read online or download these books, because they will make a huge difference in your life. So thank you, Joyce, for referring people to my websites. It will really help them.
And I just want to make one other suggestion here, folks. You could send Beverly an email to let her know what you enjoy most about her shows, if you have suggestions of what you want to hear about. Beverly, what email would they send to you?
Just go to my, Beverly at BeverlyNadler.com.
That's simple enough.
I didn't even know that. I have a number of emails, but that would be the best one. Beverly at BeverlyNadler.com. And then you can be, you know, reading a lot of this material. And in fact, on my website, every single page, I think it tells you you can send me an email.
Yeah, Beverly at BeverlyNadler.com, and I'm simply Coach Joyce at AOL.com. Love to hear your thoughts on this show, any suggestions, and I have countless endorsements for our work. Beverly is a reprogramming coach. I'm a life coach. We did a whole show to talk about the distinctions of her kind of coaching and my kind of coaching in our archives. January 25th, what do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. She explains her kind of work. I explain my kind of work. Quite different, yet each in its own way makes a profound difference. I just want to take one moment and share some of my favorite personal endorsements.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiron Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson. I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed? Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Berry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Berry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, when you send that email, put Beverly in the subject line. I always like to know what inspired people to write to me. Again, any suggestions, comments, questions, anything regarding our show. I love hearing from you folks. In the text part, you can put name, phone number, best time to reach you. Oftentimes, I'll call people that write in because it's so interesting what they're asking about or sharing with us that I look forward to talking to them. So that's Joyce Berry or Coach Joyce at AOL.com. Okay, folks, we have so much more, but I shared that because we were talking about medicine and how the best doctors will have less medicine, but I have my particular brand of medicine that I prescribe, and that is laughter is the best medicine. So I wanted to include that. Back to you, Beverly.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing all of that information, and let's talk about the foods that are really important for people with who want to prevent heart conditions or want to heal from it or just want to be healthy. And interestingly enough, they are the natural foods that we talked about, fruits and vegetables, all kinds. And there are so many different ways of preparing them, folks. They don't say, I don't like them. There's books just on recipe books just about fruits and vegetables, and especially vegetables and ways of preparing them. You can find them on the internet, you can find them in the bookstores, and you can find the recipes on the internet, tons of them. You just have to be interested enough to find out. Especially important for heart health are walnuts, believe it or not. They actually found that walnuts, they maintain blood vessel function, especially after a meal. And this is very important given that blood vessel integrity is often compromised in individuals with cardiovascular disease. They said that walnuts can help to lower the unhealthy cholesterol. I don't know if you realize there's two types of cholesterol, HDL and LDL. The LDL, which is low-density lipoproteins, is the dangerous cholesterol that collects in the arteries and plaques and causes plaques in the brain. HDL is the cholesterol that actually reduces that's high-density lipoproteins, reduces the, quote, bad cholesterol. So there is a difference, and most people are not aware of that difference. It's actually the ratio between HDL and LDL that is important. You need to have a lot more of the good cholesterol. So back to what to eat. Nuts, especially walnuts, also almonds are very good. Seeds, chia seeds, flax seeds. And you say, what do I do with these? Put them into a smoothie. Sprinkle them on salads. There are so many ways. Again, get some of these recipes. Begin to experiment. You don't have to make massive changes immediately, but begin to experiment. There's very tasty nut butter is out there. You know, almond butter, cashew butter, besides peanut butter. And peanuts, by the way, is actually not a nut. I forgot what it is, but it's not actually a nut. Then a lot of people are allergic to peanuts, but if you do get any of these, again, we're talking organic, especially peanut butter, because peanuts tend to get a fungus, so you do want the organic kind. Tahini is something that's delicious, and it's a sesame seed butter. I'll tell you something interesting. Years ago, in one of the wars, I'm not sure which one, the enemy could not do anything with the brains of the Turks. They could not get them to break under pressure. And they said, it must be the cakes they are eating. And actually what they were eating was halva. Halva is made from sesame seeds. So I found that an interesting little fact. You want to have fiber, very important for heart. And we're talking about beans like garbanzo beans. Those are chickpeas. It's what hummus is made out of. Fava beans, black beans, kidney beans. But not baked beans, because baked beans are made loaded with sugar. So you don't want that. And though I, we're talking about sugar, I want to tell you that you're not going to do well with any of these chemicals like NutraSweet or Equal. They are really bad. They cause convulsions in some people, and they are linked to cancer, and people end up literally in the emergency room from reactions to them. So you don't want to use that. There are natural sweeteners. Stevia is one, but you want stevia that's not mixed with any sugar, just pure stevia, which is a fruit that has been used medicinally, actually, for thousands of years in other countries. And it is very, very sweet, and you will learn how to cook with it. Another one is called monk fruit. These things are all available. You need to learn about them. Also, grains. The problem with grains is that, for the most part, they are treated very much like sugar in the body. So you want to have not a lot of grains. A lot of bread and all of these different grains are not that good for you. There's a lot of information on that, and someday we may actually do a show pointing out what the problems are, because it's not just gluten. I'm going to say just limit the amount of grains that you have.
I just also want to say that regarding stevia, I got rid of my artificial stevia, the ones we see in the yellow and blue packets, and bought organic stevia. So that's my acknowledgement that I do listen to you, Beverly Nadler. Organic stevia is what I have.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Also wonderful to the heart is cruciferous vegetables, talking about broccoli, cauliflower, also asparagus, onions and garlic and mushrooms. Excellent for the heart, garlic and onions, particularly good for your blood pressure, which, of course, is a heart attack or stroke risk. So you want to include those, include them as the raw, you know, vegetable or herb. Garlic is actually an herb. And you can also get the powdered form, again, organic. And they can also be purchased, garlic can be purchased as a supplement, and many people with high blood pressure choose to do that. Be sure to drink plenty of pure water. Your body is mainly water. It depends on which authority you're listening to. It's between 80 and 90% water, so you want to get it. And also you need the water to detoxify, because even though if we follow this wonderful program that I'm giving you now, you still are going to need to detoxify, because our tissues are loaded with chemicals. So much research finding that people who eat perfectly healthy diets and have for years, still their blood is loaded with chemicals from all the years that we didn't, but also from, you know, the air and the environment and just a lot of other things that we put on our skin and so on and so forth. So water is very, very important. I mentioned the garlic as an important herb. Another one is hawthorn berry and cayenne pepper, both, and ginkgo biloba. These are all herbs that are wonderful for the heart. So keep those things in mind. Again, yes, you're going to have to educate yourself, and I would suggest you not only listen to this program again, but we've done shows on the heart every heart month for years, and every show is different. There is massive amounts of information, and what I attempt to do in each show is give you some of the most, what I'd say, most familiar things, or these reminders to really go into that, but also to bring out some things that may be new, that you're not familiar with. And so go back and listen to those. All you need to do is go on Joyce Barry and Friends and click on the menu, and in there just put Beverly Nadler, Heart Health, and you will get all of the shows that we've been putting on over the years, and you'll find other information, some of it the same, but a lot of it will be different. I want to mention now the importance of supplements. They're essential, especially with our nutritionless food supply. And because of years of poor farming Even healthy organic food has far less nutrients today than they had, let's say, 100 or even 50 years ago, even 25 years ago. So supplements are important. Vitamin E is essential for the heart. Magnesium is essential for the heart. And by the way, grains remove magnesium. I don't know why these things happen, but that's just a fact. And, of course, the B vitamins, very important. You want to take a natural supplement with the kind that you call an all-day supplement made of food, not synthetic chemicals. And you can find out about that on my website. There's a link to another website, which is all about health, and it's called www.breakthroughhealth.net. You just click on that, and it's all about health, and it will be talking about natural supplement. In other words, it's not made from chemicals. It's made from food. But you may have to add other things because of specific conditions, especially heart condition. And you're not going to find that information generally from your cardiologist. They literally do not have time to study nutrition. The doctors that study nutrition have made that a specialty. There are some holistic doctors that have studied nutrition. There's also naturopathic doctors. There are also nutritionists, but not dietitians. That's a totally different thing. You want a certified nutritionist? I used to be a nutritionist, so I know what I'm talking about. That's not my field now. I can advise people, and I have a lot of information on my websites, but it's not the field that I am particularly working with right now. So
Nadler, I want to make a suggestion here. This information was really extraordinary. I know you have the other categories, nervous system, movement, mental, and emotional. So what I'm going to suggest is we call this show How to Prevent or Heal from a Heart Attack or Stroke Naturally - instead of part one, part two, dealing with nutrition. Next week we can do it dealing with the nervous system and movement, and the following week mental. We'll see how each one goes, but we literally took up all the time that we have on the nutrition part. So I'm not going to label them part one, part two. It'll have the title, but a different aspect, because you're giving so much really good information. I don't want to rush through the others because they'll be equally important. So I am sure you had no idea how the time has just flew by.
I totally agree with you, Joyce, but there is one more thing that is essential that I mention in this show because it is about nutrition. And in fact, I'm going to ask you to deliver a brief message about what I consider to be the most important nutritional supplement on the planet. And I will close with that information and my poem.
That's fine. Hello?
No, I thought you were going to do the message now.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I want to talk about glutathione. That's what I heard.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about a glutathione. And, it is one of the most powerful antioxidants in your body. It is 5,000 times more stronger than any other antioxidant, and every single cell in your body produces glutathione, and without it, you literally, the cell dies. What happens as we get older is glutathione production slows down, not only because we're aging, but because of all of the stress that depletes glutathione, and you need it to oxygenate your cells. It prevents free radical damage. It prevents inflammation, both of which are major causes of heart disease and stroke, and, in fact, any other degenerative disease, including Alzheimer's. With enough glutathione, you can prevent or heal from heart disease, also cancer, cataracts, macular degeneration, mental decline. Plus, and this is extremely important, it detoxifies your body and it helps to chelate, which means to remove from your body the buildup of plaque on your arteries. And in addition, just a bonus, is that glutathione strengthens your immune system. And there are supplements that call themselves glutathione supplements. The truth is they do not work. The molecules are too big. Glutathione must be produced in your body. And I know of only one product that guarantees this production. And over 100,000 research papers confirm the importance of glutathione, and many of these research papers have been conducted specifically with this particular product. In my opinion, and that of many health professionals who are familiar with this product, it is the most important dietary supplement there is.
And that product is ImmuniCal. And here is a little bit more about it and a website to purchase.
Is there a secret to having more natural energy, improved health, and looking younger?
The answer is yes.
Can this secret increase your longevity, strengthen your immune system, reduce and prevent inflammation, and detoxify your entire body?
The answer is yes.
Can this same secret prevent and help your body heal acute and chronic diseases, shorten injury healing time, and increase production of your body's master antioxidant?
The answer is yes.
The answer is ImmuniCal, an amazing, life-changing, all-natural health product.
ImmuniCal has 77 worldwide patents and has been endorsed by the 2008 Nobel Prize winner for medicine.
Order ImmuniCal now at the website healingnaturally.me. That's healingnaturally.me.
You finally know the secret to good health and staying young.
So if healing naturally is for you, go online now to order ImmuniCal at the website healingnaturally.me.
That's healingnaturally.me.
If healing naturally is for you, go to healingnaturally.me. So, folks, today we covered how to prevent or heal from a heart attack or stroke naturally with the focus on nutrition. We will continue next week with the focus on exercise and the nervous system. Beverly, you said you have a poem for us today.
Yes. Then this is an ode to sugar, okay? You think sugar is a treat. Actually, it's a toxic sweet. It's as addictive as cocaine, they say, and it's even in salt and cigarettes, by the way. We've been told sugar is harmless, just empty calories, yet today sugar is linked with almost every disease. It rots your teeth, makes you fat, and causes inflammation. It's the main reason we're a heart attack and diabetic nation. Sugar plays havoc with your hormones, your nerves, and your skin. Yet it's hard to find packaged foods that sugar is not in. Once sugar was a delicacy and very rare. People only ate about 5 pounds a year. Today, 140 pounds or more per person is usual. If you think sugar is harmless, you are delusional. With sugar's increase, serious illness has sharply risen. Cutting down or eliminating this toxic sweet is a wise decision. However, artificial sweeteners like Equal and NutraSweet are not the answer. They've been known to cause convulsions and even lead to cancer. Can we really enjoy food without sugar, you ask? Yes, with stevia, cooking sugar-free food is a pleasant task. There are delicious sugar-free recipes galore, and foods with natural sweeteners are found in many stores. Satisfy your sweet tooth with fruit. It's nature's treat. It's loaded with vital nutrients, so healthy to eat. Sugar has many different names, too. Sucrose, glucose, dextrose, fructose, and corn syrup are only a few. So if you buy packaged foods, be sure to read the label. Better yet, serve more fresh, natural foods at your dining room table.
Beverly, what can I say except that you are an extraordinary researcher, writer, a health guru, coach. Everything you do is truly, truly extraordinary. I want to sum up the show today by saying the only real cure is prevention. Don't get sick in the first place. Otherwise, you may be in for a long road back to health. The fittest people I know keep active daily, doing what they enjoy. Hence, I have this show every day. That really is my medicine. And it's a lot easier to stay fit and strong once you get there. So that's our pathway to the show next week on Healing Naturally, and the focus being on movement and exercise. So, folks, really appreciate you tuning in today. The key is, are you going to heed our words? Are you going to take our advice? And if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Folks, I do thank you for tuning in today, and I want to close with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, go out and make someone happy today. That's one of my mantras. And we want to make you happy today and every day. We invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.